It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 88% of students in Denver public schools have shown up for remote learning, but the district's numbers show disparities on who is attending. Fewer Black and Hispanic students are attending classes than their white peers. Chalkbeat's Melanie Asmar says younger students are showing up more often than older students.
In terms of the disparities by age, teachers in elementary school are taking attendance once every day, while teachers in middle and high school are taking attendance every period. So that could be a difference there.
Chalkbeat's Melanie Asmar. Colorado has a new color code for coronavirus. It has 5 levels, green, blue, yellow, orange, red, that tell you how well your county is doing at controlling the virus. Governor Polis says the color-coded dial is supposed to help Coloradans understand their situation.
It's a dial that gives real-time data on a county-by-county basis. It's a visual representation.
Counties move between levels based on the number of new cases, the positivity rate of COVID tests, and hospitalizations. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has announced former ITT Tech students living in Colorado will be granted debt relief. Weiser joined 47 attorneys general and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in a nationwide lawsuit against ITT Tech. The now-defunct for-profit school pressured students into accepting loans with high interest rates. Weiser says his office secured $4.3 million of debt relief that will be distributed to former students. The Denver Nuggets are on their way to the NBA Western Conference Finals after another come-from-behind playoff series win against the Los Angeles Clippers. The Nuggets won Game 7 in that series Tuesday, 104-89. They'll face the LA Lakers for the conference title in a series that begins Friday. The Western Conference winner will play either the Miami Heat or the Boston Celtics for the NBA championship. This is CPR News.